It looks like a basically a 6-foot lawn dart with an antenna on top, a mast. The top part is much wider. It's like a disc. It stays on the top because the mast has to be up above the ice and snow for communications. But the piece that holds the sensors and the batteries to provide power continue going into the ice shelf itself.
And the goal eventually will be to drop the ice penetrator from a helicopter to deposit seismometers in Antarctica to measure changing ice. Can you explain to me why that is such a difficult feat?
Because the seismometer is so sensitive, usually they're only meant to be dropped out of the back of a pickup truck. So when you tell them, yeah, we're going to drop it from 5,000 feet above the ice shelf, they tend to freak out. So the goal of this was to get accelerometers inside the system, do a few drops, and then from the drops, we would be able to go to the seismometer people and say, this is what we expect that you have to survive.
And the reason for putting accelerometers in there is to measure force, basically, like the amount of force that these seismometers will eventually have to endure?
Correct.
So right now, this prototype is sort of a dummy version. It doesn't have those really fragile seismometers in it yet. But when it does, they'll measure motion in the ice shelf in Antarctica. Why is that so important?
Well, it's climate change, because if large chunks of the ice shelf break off, you get seawater rise, sea level rise. So part of this is really to look at how do you predict this a little better. So think of the Ross Ice Shelf is suspended on a layer of water. So you're going to have impacts from the water underneath it, but you're going to have waves coming in at the front of it. And then you're going to have atmospheric conditions pushing down on it. So what the seismometer is really looking for is how is the ice responding to all three of these different type of waves?
Are there any other factors you're considering in terms of successfully deploying the ice penetrator?
So it really wants to go straight in, because what happens is with the seismometer, there's a gyroscope that can only straighten it out if the tilt is so many degrees. So there is a whole slew of things that could have gone wrong, but it actually worked out okay.
And why is remote deployment so important? Why is the ability to be able to drop these sensors from a helicopter like this useful?
So one of the things is a few of my colleagues have worked with people in the Arctic and Antarctica, and people's lives, scientists' lives have been lost there. So this kind of mitigates that problem by removing that from the equation and making it a little bit simple. And they do have sensors out there that were manually placed, but it's not enough. So being able to just throw a bunch out of the back of a helicopter or back of a plane is a lot easier.
Well, thanks for joining me. And it's pretty exciting that Juno got to play a little role in this really cool science.
Juno is very important to us having success in Antarctica. So that was good.